things that you need help with in your life. I think that's it. We're done. Oh, Advent? Well, yes, now we're going to have an Advent reading. Wasn't on my list, sorry. Advent reading is next.
On this third Sunday of Advent, as we think about the coming of Jesus Christ, we light the candle of joy. When Christ comes into our lives, he brings the fullness of joy. He anoints our hearts with the oil of gladness, as Isaiah 61:3 says. To all who mourn Israel, he will give a crown of beauty or ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory.
When Jesus was born, the angel said that his coming was good news of great joy for all people, Luke 2:10 proclaims. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people, because Christ has come to us. We can live every day in the joy of the Lord. Praise to his name."
God, we are a people who are starving for joy. Help us to understand that what you bring to us goes beyond circumstances and events. The kind of joy you want us to encounter goes far beyond any material blessings. In fact, your joy often shines the brightest in us when we encounter difficulty, because it is not based on us getting our way. Rather, this lasting joy is a byproduct of resting and trusting in you. Amen.
If you're comfortable, please stand and we'll continue with our Christmas songs.
Oh, was great with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, who shepherds guarded angels seen. Haste, haste to bring Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where oxen as are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sin. Shall pierce through him, the cross be borne for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son of Mary. So bring song on high, the Virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
Ernie, this one has all four right. Just double checking. Do a solo at the end. Okay, we're good. Awesome.
Joyful all ye nations rise. Love incarnate, love divine. Stars and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee. The Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born. Shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore.
Dismissed, and find somebody you haven't seen today and wish them a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tim. Thanks. Thanks for playing. That's my mom's. I got it when she passed away. Yeah, it is kind of, not sure what to do with it. isn't it? Just. I know, you get goosebumps like, oh.
Good morning. Noel means to be born. And this amazing thing is Christ's coming has changed everything. This morning we're going to use Colossians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Colossians 1:15-16 it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things that we can see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. As people who were created by Christ and for Christ, let us come before him in worship of his perfection and goodness. Let us bow down before the one who holds all things together. Confession, Paul warns in verse 23 of chapter 1, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. We've been saved and filled and brought to life by this good news of Christ living in us. Yet we're distracted people, often looking to this world. Confess before Christ the times this week you've drifted away seeking his assurance and comfort and pleasure, and instead pleasure from the world. Thanksgiving, Colossians 1:11-14. It reminds us of the immense riches we have poured out on us because of the work of Christ in our lives. We also pray that you'd be strengthened with all of his glorious power, so you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he's rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let us together come with thankful hearts for all that he's done and is doing in and through us. Thank you, Jesus, for our daily bread. Supplication, Paul admonishes the Colossians with these words, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Bring your requests before the God who listens, the God who loves us, the God who's good and merciful. We pray for Carolyn and Roland, for Morgan and Patrick and their family, Corrine and Isaac and their family, for Chris and Lisa, for Rita and Brian, for Tammy's family, for Walt and Cindy, for Brad and Terry Lynn's family, for Marilyn's family, Cynthia and Jill, for Shannon and Cam, and some of the places around the world, North Macedonia, Oman, Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, and for peace. For Canada, we pray healing in our country. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too great for us to carry or bear, we give this to you, our good and great God, who knows us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to sing another song.
Please stand if you're comfortable.
Alleluia. Glory.